Welcome everyone to the Responsibility Act with Steve and Monica. We want to thank all our fans for their dedication and support. We also want to welcome all the new listeners today. Thank you very much for joining us. It's our responsibility to take action to control our thoughts. Monica, we've had some very special guests on the last few weeks, and I got to tell you, it's been great. What do you think?
I really enjoyed it.
I know. And, you know, the energy just continues this week because we have another surprise for you. Today, we have a special guest coming to us from Colorado. He has some wonderful information to share with us. Please welcome Joffrey Oswald.
Welcome, Joffrey.
Thank you, Steve and Monica.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, sure.
It's a real pleasure here, Joffrey. I just, we're going to chat a little bit. We got quite a few listeners here.
Great.
And we were talking, actually we were emailing back and forth about enlightenment.
Yes.
And it's a good time to mention your website.
Yeah, our website is enlightenedbeings.com, and it's basically a web portal to learn more about what the enlightened state is. Basically, enlightenment is something that, you know, most people don't really know much about, and they may think only special people can experience a state of enlightenment. But it's becoming more and more accessible to the average human being because there's more information on there out there in the world about, you know, how to tap into this higher state of consciousness. And what I went to India several years ago, 1997, and had an experience there that opened me up to something called a samadhi experience, which is an absolute state of bliss. And it's absolute free from the mind, free from all the mind chatter that we were normally kind of plagued down with in a burden day, you know, of just the mind just going off on judging this and that and feeling this and that. And it was just an absolute divine connection that lasted for several months and really allowed me to see that we are much more than our thoughts and our mind and our bodies, and we're connected to something much bigger.
Yeah,
something much more spiritual.
Can you tell me what the feeling was like, or the steps taken to get to that feeling?
Experience? You know, it happens differently for different people. Different people, you know, they'll you know, just meditate for many, many years and nothing will happen, and then one day they just give up on meditation, and then, boom, they start to feel this merging with the world, where you feel this sense of oneness, you know, with everybody, where there's a sense of connection from your heart and from your mind, that it's almost, in some ways, kind of like a psychic connection, where you don't feel a sense of separation, you feel a sense of a oneness, and there's a feeling of just a unification, where it's very abundant, it's very free, it's very expansive as well. Your body, it doesn't feel like it's a limiting space anymore. It's more about how much love and joy can you give the world and let it flow through you, and, you know, how many more people can you just look into their eyes and just really be absorbed, you know, in the divine being that's inside them too, because you're recognizing that divine being in yourself, you know, through this awakening. And that's basically what enlightenment and samadhi experience is about, is this recognition of this infinite divine being inside you.
Joffrey, you know what? Let's tell our listeners you said you went to India.
Oh, yeah.
And this samadhi consciousness. I mean, what started this whole step for you?
You know, I was very pulled towards just a variety of sort of metaphysical phenomena that just interest me, that, you know, things that I didn't believe were possible in the world. And, you know, I heard of enlightened masters and teachers, and all signs pointed to India, because India is, you know, one of the most spiritual places in this world. It has more just people that are just very connected to that spiritual path. They're not, you know, because they don't have much money, they don't have, you know, so much focus on the material world. And so what they do have, their riches do unfold in this very divine heart connection with each other, and very sacred, and they're very just open to connecting with that source. So I was just, you know, I just decided to go there. We decided to go there, and I've been there 3 times since, and just every time I go there, it's just an unfolding of more and more layers of the ego, and, you know, seeing this unlimited self that we are.
Is that what started you on your
journey?
On your journey or purpose, I should say?
Well, you know, I started way back. My dad got me turned on to, you know, Deepak Chopra, and when I was like, I don't know, 16 years old, and, you know, started reading Creative Visualization with Shakti Gawain, and started learning about manifesting, you know, at a very early age, and just started to open my mind up to, you know, that anything is possible if you really let down the boundaries of your mind and your thinking, and you start, you know, opening up and living that. And that's where, you know, I started getting into coaching and manifesting sessions, is you start to, you know, apply how do you live these beliefs,
right,
you know, in your world. So,
that's awesome. That really is, that your father actually brought you to that experience when you were young.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What we're trying to do. We are trying to have our young listeners experience this as well.
Yeah.
Can you give us some type of testimony to the things that you have experienced, or your clients, what they've experienced in their manifesting sessions?
You know, most people, they have a sense of inner peace, that they feel like they have come back home to themselves, that, you know, it's just because, you know, they've been working so hard, struggling against whatever it is, whether it's, you know, finances or their health or relationship issues, that they realize that the struggle is more internal than external. And then they start to realize that they actually have some sort of control over how, you know, how much they, you know, choose to accept and relax through the struggle and find this place of deeper peace inside, or, you know, they end up, you know, manifesting a different outcome in the outer world. So, you know, people do, you know, it's just, there's so many varieties of, we have a whole testimonial page on enlightenedbeings.com about just all the different things that people have manifested. I mean, you know, up to millionaires and people who've manifested their soulmates, or, you know, turn their health around, turn their, you know, their life around, basically. So it's just really coming back to yourself, like learning how to quiet the mind chatter is a really big key that most people, I don't know if they really realize how important it is to be able to kind of pull back the reins on those wild horses of the mind.
Yeah, I think we're up to about 6% of the population right now.
And, you know, it's growing. It's really a cool thing to watch, is that the world is expanding in this knowledge because of the Internet, and everybody's, you know, it's happening at the speed of light, that more and more people are, you know, learning about it faster and faster, about, you know, how to, you know, this information's out there, to how to, you know, control the mind, and not just control it, but find a place of mastery with it, where it's, you're at peace with it, that you don't have to always be the micromanager of your universe, you know, where you can actually let the universe guide you and listen to the signs. And that's kind of like what this samadhi experience is like, is that, you know, the universe will talk to you. You know, it's just, whether through it's a bus going by, or, you know, it's somebody, you know, on another conversation, and they say something that just rings, you know, synchronistically with where your mind's focused.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's always been amazing to me, and that's why we started this program, because we want to get the word out there that Really, everybody's in control of themselves. We're all creators in one way or another.
Oh, yeah, we're all co-creators, and, you know, it's our natural state. That's my whole emphasis, is that this is nothing supernatural. I mean, if anything, it's extremely natural.
Yes.
This enlightened state, and it's just letting go of our attachment to our ego and, you know, the mind chatter.
You know, we have some listeners out there right now, actually, and if you recommended, I'm going to come up with a scenario here. Say you got a person that's basically doing something that they don't like to do, mm-hmm. which a lot of people obviously do something that they don't like to do for financial reasons. But what would you suggest, the first off, and if they can't go to India, obviously, what would be the first thing you recommend for them?
Well, we have a 90-day vibration-raising program that they do these 8 habits, and they do them every morning, and it's basically a 45-minute routine that they will start to increase their body-mind's vibration, meaning that they'll think positive thoughts easier because their mind and their body and their emotions are more open and more focused on something that's vibrating at a higher frequency. And they'll raise what's called, we call it your manifesting vibration. And that basically is it's a biofrequency that your body emanates like an aura that it becomes more, we'll call it more receptive to what you want and more just not evasive to what you don't want, but it doesn't really allow your mind to get stuck on focusing what you don't want because your vibration's so high, you just kind of skim over those thoughts that are negative. And you come back to focusing on your dream or your goal, your ideal state.
So, Jeffrey, for those who don't understand what you mean by higher frequency, is it like a beeping noise that they would be listening to?
No. There's it's an actual, the 8 habits incorporate, you know, a meditation routine. There's a physical routine. There's an actual social routine. There's an eating routine. There's the routine that has to do with really bringing into a higher emotional state. There's a financial routine. There's something that you do each, you know, each step of the way that focuses your attention on something that's, you know, it brings you out of your box. It brings you into a different state of mind. So it's, you know, we do also have meditations that you can download, but we have a whole program that teaches you how to tap into this state of true meditation where the mind is actually silent, where the mind stops churning, trying, and efforting to get somewhere, and it actually rests in your innermost being, which is where bliss is actually located. You know, it's...
Well, no, that's exciting to me.
Understand.
It's just, you know, we keep getting new listeners. You know, we have listeners out in California, Texas, and
Florida,
Connecticut, Florida, mm-hmm. so and they keep multiplying. We have statistics that tell us that. So, you know, I just some of this is way beyond some people's minds or thoughts. So, when we talk about bliss and we talk about samadhi consciousness, you know, samadhi. I'm really excited about that. That's my exciting part, and that's what I'm. Been wanting to hear from you for a while now. So. But meditation, you know, I notice you have meditation CDs. You also have a samadhi CD as well.
Yeah. We just came out with that, and everything's for instant download. I mean, we have a global market. There's people all over the world. We've been reached and touched by almost every country on this planet, where people just instantly download it,
mm-hmm.
and they can get it, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, and. You know, the samadhi meditation really takes you into a place where you can let go of this identity with your body, your mind, your life, and really experience this state of freedom. You know, it's actually a place of paradise when you realize that you're not your body, you're not your mind, that you're actually this spiritual being that is, you know, it's very natural. It's not, you know, unusual by any standard. It's like coming home to yourself.
Yeah, we're a spiritual being in a body.
Yeah.
We're using a body, and it's a key point for many of us.
Yeah.
Now, this samadhi experience, when they're doing this 90-day
Actually, I think the samadhi is, what, 30 minutes, Jeffrey?
Well, the samadhi meditation is 30 minutes, The manifesting program is a 90-day program.
Okay.
Does this require music? Do you have music in the background?
No. There's, the meditations, they come complete in themselves. And, it's usually about going more into silence than using any sort of music. Because it just, that's what we don't have enough of.
Right. No, it's just,
I know, because my mind chatters all the time.
it's a guided meditation, right?
Yeah, the mind will chatter, and that's the nature of the mind, is that it's obsessive, compulsive, and it just focuses and it keeps going and churning. It's the nature of the mind, and so this is about, learning how to be the master of it. And it's a very powerful tool to, harness the power of the mind. It's incredible.
Well, we trust in you, so we believe in you.
So, well,
Jeffrey,
we're
going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jeffrey Oswald.
Yes.
This is Monica and Steve.
And you're listening to WARL 1320 AM, The Drive. Searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs.
Welcome to the Responsibility Act with our special guest, Jeffrey Oswald. Jeffrey, when we were breaking a few minutes ago, I was asking if you would be able to take our audience through the secrets to manifesting.
Sure. There's many, many secrets. Probably I can run you through a few of them here. I would say one of the most important secrets to manifesting what you want in your life as far as career or relationship or money or health or anything is to really first get clear on what it is that you want as far as what does it feel like. When you've arrived at, say, being a millionaire or, meeting your soulmate or optimum health or your ideal career, like, what does that feel like, when you've arrived? It's just like you're jumping for joy, you're excited, you're also, in a state of peace. You start, to really rest inside and really relax. And so you want to focus on that end outcome, that end result, as if it's already happening right now. And so, we recommend that you start in the morning with this. It's like the first thoughts you have in the morning. You know, right before you get out of bed, start focusing on this end result as if it's already here now. And, you know, the mind doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. You know,
right.
You imagine biting into a spicy taco, your mouth's going to start to salivate.
Right.
So this is, you know, imagining biting into your dreams and tasting your dreams. Okay, so you just can't just think about it. It's about letting your body feel about it. You know, what? How does the body respond when it relaxes into this higher state of excitement or this relaxed state of arriving? And so that's the first, probably one of the most important secrets is to really get clear on what is it that you want. Because a lot of people, they got vague ideas about what they want, and so you get vague results. If your goals are vague. So,
Jeffrey, you recommend that they write them down?
Absolutely.
You know, obviously, they need to write them down and concentrate on it and try to come up with a picture in their minds.
Yeah, you know, I heard a statistic that's about, you know, 90% of Americans don't achieve their dreams, and about 90% of them don't write them down. So absolutely, write them down and put dates on them. We have a manifesting agenda part of our manifesting program that you can download at manifestingvibration.com. And what this does is it teaches you how to create this agenda for 30, 60, 90 days in a way where you are actually, you know, feeling it and receiving it as if it's already happening 30 days from now. So you kind of want to work backwards from your future and think about, you know, 5 years from now, you know, what am I going to be manifesting? What am I going to be creating? And as if it was here now. Okay. So that's probably the you know, one of the key cornerstones to manifesting. The other secret is to raise your vibration, to hang out with high vibrational people, focus on high vibrational things, books, you know, media that inspires you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turn off the depressing news, you know, that's just like bringing you down and focusing all these, you know, negative things. I mean, there's, you know, whatever you focus on grows. So if you're focusing on, you know, channel that promotes, you know, peace and higher consciousness for the planet and abundance and, you know, things that are positive, you're going to start feeling that, you know, your body's going to open to that more. You're going to feel more energy and success in that area just, you know, because you'll think that the world is more, you know, surrounded by that. And, of course, you know, the media only covers a very small fraction of what's actually happening on this planet.
Yeah, I agree.
So we, you know, we really need to be careful of where you're focusing your attention, and, you know, to get into a mode of thinking that's just inspired, so that, you know, you wake up in the day and you're saying, okay, you know, it's not about what do I have to do or what should I do or what do I need to do. It's more about what do I want to do. It's going to make my heart sing, you know, and make me really exciting to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start doing those things, you know, and they may not make any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing, is you got to get past the rational mind that's, you know, a little bit analytical and says, well, am I going to be able to pay the bills if I just do what I love to do and I'm excited about or inspired by? You know, and you just let that aside. And you just say, you know what, life is short. Let's play. You know, let's really enjoy it. And so that'll raise your vibration by just doing inspired actions only. Okay. And the other thing is to work on your blocks. And we have a whole chapter in our ebook about how to transcend blocks to manifesting, which, you know, basically is a really big chunk of why people don't manifest what they want, is because they've got a negative thought or a negative emotion tied to that thought in their body that is basically saying, you know, you can't do it. It's not going to happen. No way, Jose. You know, there's no possible, you know, possibility that you're going to be able to manifest your dream. And so we've got a whole bunch of techniques in there about how to transcend this. And probably one of the key ones is to actually just feel it. You know, a lot of people, they don't actually stop and feel their fear. Or, you know, say they have a fear of intimacy in a relationship. You know, they're not actually meeting that fear and embracing that, whatever that intimacy is that they're missing out on. You know, if they just face their partner and look in each other's eyes, it's like, wow, you know, we're creating a whole new energy here. There's a whole new consciousness available by meeting your fears and really embracing them. So, you know, it's one way to move through some blocks.
Well, you know, Jeffy, when we think about those things, like we know we're going to run across negativity as we do our tasks during the day. But if we consider the fact that we're at that level, I'm going to call it a level, of positive energy and being connected to that energy and knowing that we can overcome any negativity during the course of the day by looking at it as, and I'm saying maybe negative energy from friends or family or people that you work with, or just maybe something happening to you that didn't work out, and looking at it as, well, you know what? That had to happen to get me where I am today.
Exactly, yeah.
So, we look at the negative energy as it's not really a block. It's not really, it's just something that needed to happen. It's an illusion,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that, you know, everything is a blessing in disguise. And the more you can see the things that are happening to you right now that may seem like the worst possible thing that could happen to anybody on the planet are actually, you know, things that the universe is giving you to push you deeper inside yourself to find out the spiritual being that you are. It's, you know, it's forcing you inside. It's helping you to just stop everything. You know, all the hecticness, all the busyness, all the rushing. You know, rushing is an act of violence against oneself. You know, this is about slowing down your life to be more present to each experience. You know, and knowing that each experience is the right experience. You know, even if your mind judges that it's not, it's still divine. There's, each experience is very divine, and there's a divine, you know, teaching and quality to each experience. And the more that we can accept that, the more we realize these, you know, that we're a divine being that can manifest anything. You know, we're unlimited.
I absolutely agree with you with that. There's no question in my mind that we all have the strength and power to basically create our heart's desires at any time, any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get back to samadhi.
Okay.
That's so interesting to me.
It's very interesting.
Did you ever reach that level that you were talking about as far as that deep inner beingness before you went to India?
You know, I've tapped into it, but something happened to me where it was almost like my mind just dropped, that there was no more attachment to my mind. There was no more attachment to my ego or who I was. You know, I knew my name. I knew, you know, where I came from, knew my past, knew my future, where I was heading, but I wasn't attached. There was a sense of real freedom that it's almost unexplainable. You know, it was just basically this very expansive kind of heart energy, but it was like the whole body opened up to just really being with everything that I was coming in touch with. You know, every person I would meet on the street, even, you know, I went and saw some Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and it was incredibly enlightening. You know, it was very, you know, in some ways it was sort of violent, but the lines in there that they kind of spoke to you. It was like, you know, the divine, the God source was speaking through everything, even the things that one would see were negative. You know, it was like the mind was not in the way judging it and labeling it and saying, you know, throwing it aside and saying, to heck with that. You know, that's not positive or good or whatever. You know, the mind was just dropped, and it was just experiencing this one-on-one, you know, connection presence with everything. Which the universe is just made up of energy, information, intelligence. And it's just, you know, when our filter's not in the way, there's this real amazing.
You know, I agree with you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just thought, did they actually watch Arnie Schwarzenegger out there in India?
Yeah, it was actually showing at a theater in Lucknow, when I was in Lucknow. And
wow, that's interesting.
India,
was he speaking English, or did they have somebody overriding his voice?
They had, I think it was subtitles in Hindi.
Oh, okay.
And it was in English, so
I can only imagine how Arnie sounds.
That deep level that you're talking about just so interesting to me. I'm wondering, in your mind or in your thoughts, did you manifest this whole thing as far as going to India? I mean, was that in your mind and thoughts?
Yeah, we were manifesting everything. We're creating everything. Everything around you, you know, that you see, I mean, your radio show, your clothes, your hair, The relationships, you manifested it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're their co-creator. You know, where else did it come from?
Right.
You know, choices you made, things you focused on, things you didn't focus on. You know, you made choices along the way. And it's just getting in touch with that infinite choice maker that you are and not realizing that you're the one that has to be in control of that all the time, that there's even something bigger than that that's helping you make the choices. You call it, you know, higher self or, you know, God's, whatever name you put on it, it's guiding you. There's something bigger guiding us. And that's part of the samadhi experience is you're surrendering. And this is a key word for samadhi, is you're surrendering to each experience, into the divine experience within each experience. You know, not trying to find it with the mind. You're surrendering your whole body, your whole being, your whole mind. You're surrendering everything to be more here now in this present moment. And meaning you're giving up your whole agenda. You know, you're letting go of attachment to it. It's not saying you're not going to make goals. You know, sure, you're going to have your goals and write them down. But, you know, if you're attached to those goals having to happen to be happy, you know, it's just going to contract your manifesting vibration. You're not going to be able to, you know, materialize it faster or at all. You know, the more you can have a healthy relationship with your goals and dreams and desires, the faster and the easier they come to you. So it's just about having a healthy relationship with everything. You know, and relationships are the hardest things we know, as we all know, to master in this planet. And, you know, it's looking at your relationship with money, your relationship with, you know, your mate, your friends, your relationship with your body, you know, and looking at what does a healthy relationship consist of? You know, the sense of, you know, that you're okay with it, that you're sending it love, that you're sending appreciation, approval, acceptance, you know, that you're okay with it. You know, you're not judging it. You're in a state of freedom with it.
Okay, with all due respect, I'm going to ask you this question because I know that some of our new listeners who are not familiar with meditation or samadhi experience or manifesting and so forth. So you didn't go out of your mind, like floating out of your body or any of that stuff.
No, I was more in my body than I've ever been in my life. It's actually, you know, the body is the vehicle to enlightenment. The more you can be present to your body, the closer you are to the enlightened samadhi state. So because if you just, you know, take for just this moment right now and just start, you know, feeling the senses in your body, you know, feeling your hands and perhaps smelling, looking through your eyes, you know, hearing, just using your senses and just relaxing into your senses, you start to feel more aware. You start to actually get a little bit lighter, you know, just by tuning into your senses. And, you know, the senses are like the vehicle to experiencing the world, which is divine, you know. Everybody else will say anything else, but the world is divine. It's a very divine place. It's divine energy that's made of.
So do you go into a room and then you sit here and create this state of mind?
Oh, it's with you wherever you go. You know, it's a matter of just surrendering to each experience along the way in life. You can be in a state of samadhi walking down the street, you know, on a roller coaster, on a bus, I mean, in a meeting. It doesn't matter. You know, it's about not separating, you know, meditation from your life. It's about making, you know, walking meditation, showering meditation, you know, doing dishes. I mean, you can do anything and be present to
and
what
you're doing.
And nothing
chattering through your brain?
Yeah, you're just present. It's about a surrender to each experience. And so the more present you are, the more it becomes this state of higher consciousness, higher meditation. You know, and people may not really understand the word meditation because they have it, you know, this idea that you're sitting closed eyes with your legs crossed and chanting a mantra.
Right.
You know, meditation is much bigger than that. It's a state of being. You know, it's being present to the experience that's happening right here. And it's a deep surrender. It's not, you're not giving up anything. You're actually gaining everything through surrender. And it's not like calling out the white flag saying, I give up, I'm hopeless and helpless. No, it's saying, I'm giving in to this divine universe. You know, I'm letting it run through me. I'm letting it guide me. I'm stepping out of the way anymore. Me, the ego, stepping out. You know, I'm not going to be so attached to it anymore because it's only provided suffering thus far.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I love landscaping, so that's sometimes my meditation.
Yeah.
You know, just working out in the yard and so on.
Yeah.
I would just like the experience of not having the mind chatter of having laundry, cooking, and needing to cook.
Those
are the things that go through my head.
try this, you know, next time you do laundry, Monica, is just really, really slow down while you're doing it. And just be really present to the clothes, to the water, to the detergent, you know, and just really feel, just really surrender to the moment of it. And just notice, you know, who you are in this moment. Just relax into it. And you'll see that the busyness of the mind, the ego, I've got to get so much things done and go, you know, all of that is not important. It just all drops, you know, to the side because this experience is so fulfilling. Feeling the clothes and just really being present.
Can I make a joke?
Go ahead. We need a little karma. Go ahead.
If I was in the moment with laundry, let me tell you, the moment that I would be feeling is a little frustrated.
Yeah. Well, you'd really have a breakthrough with this. You really would. Just try it just one time.
I know. I will. I just had a joke with you. I can't keep serious.
Yeah, no, it's okay. No, seriousness is a total disease to the soul. You don't, you know, the more lighter and freer and playful, the more you're going to be able to manifest what you want.
It's true, I like to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jaffrey, you mentioned about waking up in the morning. You know, we tell people all the time that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have to change your thoughts. You know, some people wake up, oh, it's Monday morning, I got to go to work, and... You know, if you just change that around, it really doesn't take that long to get yourself acclimated to it on an automatic basis. And just saying to yourself, you know what, today's a great day. No matter how it is, no matter how the weather is or you know, what your expectation is of that day, just say to yourself over and over, bring in those thoughts, those positive energy thoughts.
Yeah, and something that people get stuck on is you know, they feel... kind of this burden of, oh, I've got to think positive. I can't think negative, you know. And they get stuck on this thing of, you know, how do I force myself to think positive when I'm really feeling negative inside?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I recommend with people that are in that situation is that they, you know, they really just feel what's going on. And then they just, you know, let yourself really drop through that feeling to something beneath, to whatever feeling experience is beneath that feeling. Because our feelings are like an onion. There's like layers of feelings. And if you just keep dropping through each feeling, keep resting into the next feeling beneath it and beneath it, eventually you're going to get to inner peace. That you're going to be okay with all these feelings. Because they're just feelings. You know, they're not like, you know, they're not like the, you know, the tigers in your room because you're scared about your paying the mortgage or something.
Right.
They're just a feeling because there's a thought in your head. And so when you get down to the very core of that onion, you're going to start to be able to actually come from a natural, joyful, positive flow of thinking. It'll just naturally come. And that's where life gets really interesting, is when you don't have to try to think positive. These positive thoughts just come through you, and you can't stop them. You know, it's just about you getting out of the way and just letting them come through you. You know, more and more, and saying, all right, let's ride this wave, you know?
Well, you're right. I mean, it's absolutely true. And it's just, we're trying to pass that word so much one person at a time. And it's just, we know that's a struggle because, like you said, you know, well, how can I think positive in this situation? Or, you know, or they might joke about it and say, well, this is positive, you know what I mean? But their level at that particular time is you know, their awareness is just not there of knowing that they are responsible and they can achieve anything they want in life, you know?
Yeah, it's more about an unlearning, you know, a deprogramming. You know, it's like hitting Control-Alt-Delete on your computer and just rebooting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just starting from this pure, just a blank canvas and saying, all right, you know, we're letting go of everything. We're going to start fresh at this moment.
Yeah, it's almost like we just reach that point once in a while. You know, sometimes it takes us a little longer than other people and so on. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough, like our children, you know, we try to train them and teach them right from the start to do something that they love to do and, you know, think positive no matter what. And you know, you were fortunate, at least, that your dad, you know, mentioned a few things to you and you were on the right course, you know.
Well, we need to take a break, so we'll be right back with Jaffrey Oswald. You're listening to WARL 1320 AM, The Drive.
Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. Lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest
Welcome back to the Responsibility Act with Steve and Monica and our special guest, Jeffrey Oswald. Jeffrey, can you promote your website, talk about it a little bit, and
sure.
What you have to offer?
Sure. It's very interesting how it started. 1997, I started just writing some information about enlightenment online. I put up this kind of a third grader website, and, you know, and I told a few friends about it, and it was kind of weird. I just asked the universe one day. I said, you know, I'd really like something that looks, you know, professional and really opens people's minds and something they can look at and just be inspired by. And wouldn't you know it, within probably, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks, something around there, that somebody just emailed me an entire redone website that they, you know, this woman in California just worked on it for 17 hours and redid it with all this color and purple and just, I mean, it was just like, wow. And she just emailed it to me. I never even met her, never even talked to her.
Wow.
And found out that she talked to a friend, and it was just, you know, kind of just the universe showing me that manifesting is possible. And so we've been working on it and building it since then, and just there must be, I don't know, probably 250-some pages of material to view and read and products to download. On there, and we have a an enlightenment email list, a manifesting magnet. Learning how to become a manifesting magnet, basically, is put another email list on there, and those are all free. And you can subscribe for free at manifestingmagnet.com, and you can also go to enlightenedbeings.com and just review. You know, all there's just tons of information about, you know, enlightenment, manifesting. You know, how to raise your vibration. We have the manifesting program, which you can download at manifestingvibration.com. There's also just a ton of information about, you know, how to, you know, step into, you know, kind of an expanded state of consciousness.
Oh, Jeffrey, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. Expanding your state of consciousness. Let's tell the listeners exactly what they can get out of that in your website.
Yeah, when you go to manifestingmagnet.com, you can download the first chapter of our manifesting manual for free. And the information in there will open your mind. It will bring you to a deeper sense of being connected to this infinite being that you are. And you can also subscribe to our enlightenment emails and our manifesting magnet emails through there. And we send them out just randomly, sometimes 3 or 4 times a week. And there's some other stories or just information about how you can expand your state of enlightenment or just open up your mind to, you know, it could be anything about relationships, could be about money, manifesting more money, could be about creating, you know, your ideal, you know, soulmate or, you know, health. We touch on almost every topic, and yet we have a kind of a spiritual slant to everything that is really brings you back to this divine being that you are. And so that's our free enlightenment email list that you can get through manifestingmagnet.com. And we do also manifesting sessions, one-on-one over the phone. We're soon going to be doing manifesting group sessions, a worldwide manifesting seminar that we're going to be putting on soon. And it's just, you know, it's about raising your consciousness. It's about bringing you more into a higher vibration so that you can manifest things easier and just faster even, because because you're not putting out negative energy or thoughts about what you want. You're actually into more of a receptive area and feeling more receptive about what you want in life.
That's interesting. Now, your coaching part of that, again, that's do you actually do one-on-ones with the coaching, or do you do that over the phone?
Yeah, we do it over the phone because most of our clients are around the world. I've been working with a woman in Saudi Arabia. We do emails from almost every country. We do email coaching, too, with the personal one-on-one coaching over the phone. So any questions you have, you can, get that with the one-on-one coaching experience. And, they're really manifesting sessions. It's kind of different than coaching because we implement this element of, raising your vibration and bringing it into, expanding your mind and your state of consciousness to receive what you want. So there are actual physical things and practical techniques and exercises that, ground everything down, so you can actually physically manifest things. It's an actual science. Manifesting is an art and a science, and it's, 1,500 plus years old, and we've grounded down all the information through this ancient text that we've studied to bring this information to you through the manifesting program. And put it into 3 ebooks that you can instantly download over the net at manifestingvibration.com, and it's phenomenal. We guarantee that if you don't manifest, or see results within 90 days, of doing the actual program for 90 days in a row, if you don't see results, we'll give your money back. It's that proven.
Well,
and,
there you go, folks. Take advantage of that. I just thought before we end the show, Jeffrey, I just want to mention the India part of that again. Now, when you went over, did you have to set something up to actually experience this samadhi enlightenment or consciousness?
I was just spending a lot of time focusing inwards, meditating, exploring what, quiet mind's about and what meditation is, sort of a metaphysical exploration of my own soul. And it brought me to, to reaching out there to several teachers and studying with other teachers that, really brought me closer to this awakened state, and just basically told me, you're already awake. Just relax into it. And, basically just all of a sudden it just kind of, exploded. I actually heard a boom. I remember standing up, and I remember hearing this boom in my mind, like an atomic bomb went off inside me. And, after atomic bomb goes off, there's just this really big silence, where it just lets go of everything. And that was the thing that just shattered and let go of my whole ego, everything that I've ever was ever attached to, just let go in that moment. And everything just seemed to sparkle for many, many hours and days afterwards. And, the God force was talking through me for, for everything. So,
How long did you actually stay over there for?
Every time I go, I go for about a month to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the teachers and so on meet with you?
The teacher that I was with, he left his body in, I think, the 96 or something. His name was Papaji, and he was basically a teacher that just, was very powerful, very subtle, an old man that just was had a very strong energy about him. It would just tell you stories, he would just look at you and tell you stories, and it was just sort of a transmission of energy that went through you, and he has many, many enlightened sprouts throughout the world, and basically helping to bring the planet to higher consciousness.
So you felt that wisdom, huh?
It was like, even though my mind was sort of in the way, and I was, kind of this young, 23-year-old that was just like, what's this old man talking about? Who cares? It all went through. It went deeper, and it went beyond the judgment of the mind. It went to the place of actually just my mind and my ego just completely dissolved. And I think it was a lot of the resistance that I had to it that actually brought about this greater transformation, that there was so much, denial and doubt and, skepticism that I had that kind of swung the pendulum all the way to the other end of just really being open and being a real person who really got it and understood it.
Right, right. Well, Jeffrey, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
We're positive that you enlightened several states of beings here, that's for sure.
Oh, wonderful.
So we really appreciate you joining us.
Yes, thank you for contacting me.
And we're going to have you on again.
Okay.
We'll stay in touch with you. We want to, anything you want to say to the listeners, you're welcome to it.
Oh, just go visit enlightenedbeings.com and just explore. There's so much information. You could spend a whole month on there and learn all sorts of things, you know.
Great.
Well, thank you very much,
Jeffrey. Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Monica, what do you think?
I think it's awesome.
Manifesting, huh?
Yep.
That's the way to go.
Yep.
You know what? We need to actually tell our listeners, you know, we do all these great things for you and come up with these great suggestions, but it's really up to you to go ahead and take the action. It's your responsibility to take action to control your thoughts. Everything in your thoughts is created in your life. So don't be scared. Take the risk and go for it.
You're listening to The Responsibility Act with Steve and Monica on WARL 1320 AM, The Drive.
We're part of Universal 7 Radio Programming. Thank you all for listening today. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend. We love you all. Bye-bye now.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all.